Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Scarlett Claverie-Bulté. I am investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing about the opportunities and risk we are seeing in mainland China and how convertible bonds are positioned to make the most of them. Looking at the opportunities, China is where the growth is. With GDP expected to grow by 8.6% this year, China stands at the vanguard of 2021 global growth. As the country continues to make its way out of the COVID-19 pandemic, firmer domestic demand combined with resilient export levels are fueling robust forecasts. Foreign investment in China is still at an early stage. Although it is the world's second largest economy after the US, China's weight in major global benchmark is still very limited. The gradual liberalization and opening up of Chinese financial markets have attracted foreign capital inflows. From about 1.5% 3 years ago, these now account for about 4% of China-Asia market, and this figure is expected to increase as further financial reforms continue to facilitate foreign investor access to China's robust growth prospects. China offers valuation opportunities. In the region, price earnings for 2021 stand at 16.8 for 2021 and 14.3 for 2022 when they reach respectively 21.6 and 19.1 for developed market equities. On the risks now, mainland China is an appealing yet volatile market. More than 75% of China-Asia market participants are retail investors, with a typically higher turnover rate, creating a challenging backdrop for long-term management. Though financial reforms have paved the way for greater foreign and institutional ownership, a larger share of buy-and-hold investment will take years. Thanks to their dual nature, a bond component with a conversion option, convertible bonds give investors access to A shares with lower volatility and reduced drawdown risk. But what was only theoretical just 3 years ago has now grown into a concrete investment opportunity. From 50 billion renminbi in 2018, the Chinese A convertible bond market has grown exponentially to reach 640 billion today, making it deep and diversified enough to provide investors with a valuable alternative to direct and volatile A-share investment. Our offering in domestic China convertible bond market is the result of 1. A straightforward objective, giving investor access to China's outstanding growth prospect through convertible bonds' improved risk-adjusted returns, namely equity-like returns with lower volatility. And 2. Our understanding of Chinese market challenges. Despite the ongoing opening up of China's financial market, the A-share market remains highly speculative. Quantitative management best exploits inefficiencies in a short-term oriented and volatile market environment. We offer an active quantitative management approach where alpha generations come from optimized portfolio allocation with an emphasis on liquidity, credit quality, and equity asymmetry potential. In comparison with traditional stock picking, a quantitative allocation approach allows minimum selection bias and is therefore particularly well suited for investors looking for a diversified exposure to China's A-share market with lower volatility. Quantitative does not imply systematic. In our quant approach, portfolio managers' know-how is paramount to understanding and best addressing a local market specificities through ad hoc screening and portfolio allocation criteria. Launched on March 30, our management approach and strategy have already shown promising results, both versus the universe and equities. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.